In this episode, we're going to reveal the shortcut to ranking your show higher on Apple and Spotify with podcast SEO. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. Hello and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. My name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Ty Gaucher.
And in this episode, you will discover how to make your podcast more discoverable to new listeners who are searching organically on Apple and Spotify, the one metric Apple and Spotify use to determine whether or not they should suppress a show's reach, and how to use this to your advantage. And finally, we're giving you our four-part SEO framework so you can shortcut your way to ranking higher on Apple and Spotify.
Shortcut, you say?
Shortcut, hell yeah.
Wow.
All about shortcuts here, mate. Want to get it fast, quick, and easy, baby. That's what we're on about. So, Tiger, I guess when it comes to podcast SEO, podcast SEO stands for search engine optimization. The art of getting your podcast ranked higher on Apple and Spotify. We don't care about Google, we don't care about YouTube,
we don't care about blogs, we don't care about transcripts, we care about Apple and Spotify.
None of that matters apart from Apple and Spotify, that's how I just mentioned. And the reason is, again, majority of listeners go to Apple and Spotify to discover new shows to listen to. I think it's actually like nearly 50% of people in America and in general around the world use a search function on Apple and Spotify to discover new shows. So when you're able to rank much higher in that platform, well, you tell me what happens. When was the last time you went onto page 2 or 3 of Google?
I cannot remember.
Ty, when was the last time, man? There was a time back in the day, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I was actually going to say when I was a child, I think.
Not anymore, because I've been programmed over the last decade to basically think if I type something in on search on Google, Apple, it doesn't really matter where it is, and it's not on page 1. That thing doesn't really exist, or it can't be that good of information.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's going to be really important that you listen to this all the way to the end, because I'm going to break down our four-part framework of getting your show ranked higher so much faster on Apple and Spotify and gaining that organic traffic and attracting new listeners.
Right, because when you do that, when you implement what we're about to say, then you should be ranking, you'd be a lot more visible to the people who are looking. And when that happens, your show grows organically. And it grows passively, right? It feels
passive. On autopilot.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're now just in front of people when they're looking. And who wouldn't want that over all the other methods? So, welcome to part 4 of our 6-part series, where we're breaking down our 4-step growth and retention system. So if you haven't checked out the last few episodes, start there. Start with part 1, our complete 4-step growth and retention system, where we give you an overview. And with that information, you know exactly where this fits in place. Because it's no point doing this to get this exposure if you don't yet have a USP and a demand-based content strategy. So that's what we covered in the last episodes. But assuming you've done that and you followed along, now it's time to get you ranking higher. So where do we start?
Right now, what I want you to do is ask yourself, what category am I in, number 1, on my podcast? And then number 2, what keywords my listeners search on Apple and Spotify to discover my show? Then go into Apple and Spotify on a new browser or your partner's phone or your kid's phone, probably not your kid's phone, but just a friend's phone, some phone that isn't yours, because of course you would have searched up your podcast on your phone and that would just skew the results. And then type in the main keywords people would search in if they're trying to find your podcast. If it's a business podcast, type in business. If it's health, type in health. If it's about mindset, type in mindset. And then just see where you rank. Are you on page 1? If you're not on page 1, you want to listen up.
Mm-hmm.
So here are the 4-part framework when it comes to ranking your show higher on Apple and Spotify. Number 1, discoverability. Number 2, visibility. Number 3, user engagement. And number 4, building relevancy.
Awesome. Let's now break down each one so now you know exactly how to apply this. So we start with part 1, discoverability. Discoverability, in our definition of it, is just how easy people can actually discover your show on Apple in the first place. It's not about whether they choose to click. It's not about how long they listen. All of these things make a difference. But really, step 1 is actually just being in a position where you're able to be discovered when people type in certain keywords for what they're looking for, right? So how you do this is simply add the keywords you want to rank for everywhere you can in your show. So let's take the mindset example. And, you know, as a side note, we would recommend being as specific as possible, as you know from previous episodes. But to keep things simple, let's just say the show is about mindset, right? And that's what the one word you're trying to rank for. There might be one to three different keywords that you're focusing on. But again, let's just go with mindset here. You want to make sure mindset is in your show name. You want to make sure mindset is in your show description. You want to make sure mindset is in 90% plus of your episode titles. I say 90% because there might be the odd episode where maybe it's not applicable. If it's something like mindset, it should be 100% really. But if it's more specific, then, you know, there's a bit of leeway. The point is you just are plastering this word every single place you can. Show notes as well, right? And what this does is it tells Apple and Spotify, well, this is a show about mindset, right? Pretty obvious, right? But most people don't actually do this to that extent. So by compounding and having the same word in there over and over again, depending on what the keyword is, if it's something really broad like mindset, you're not going to break onto page one just from doing that overnight. But over time, you will climb the rankings.
And again, because it's broad, you'll climb, but it's going to be extremely competitive because everyone else you're competing against is trying to rank for the exact same keyword. So that's why we say you have to be a bit more specific. So instead of mindset, think about positive thinking.
Imposter syndrome.
Anxiety.
All of these things, right? And, you know, even anxiety. We go down a rabbit hole. But we get the point. We want to figure out which words are your words, your search terms. It can be a couple of words that forms the search term, such as imposter syndrome. And you have that phrase everywhere you possibly can in your podcast assets. So that's discoverability. So now you're climbing the ranks for the keyword mindset. But when someone types in mindset, even if you come up on page one, there's like 10 other shows on, or 9 other shows on the page, right? So you have to make sure you're actually clicked on. And this is where we get to visibility. So how can we optimize this?
So when it comes to actual visibility, it's really looking at really two main factors. If you think about the visibility as the conversion piece, how do we get someone to click and actually listen to the podcast? So that's going to be your cover art. That's the first thing people are going to see. And they're going to think either, number one, they don't notice it, which is the worst place to be ever.
Right.
Or number two, other people are just way more attractive. They don't really get that high value vibe from this cover art.
Yeah. A high quality cover implies there's a high quality product inside.
Because unfortunately, we judge books by their covers. We really do.
You know, it's natural. It's natural. You know, our gut reaction is to anyway. We might, when we look into it more, we might consider other things. But your listeners and your potential listeners, they're not looking into it more. They're literally typing in the word and their eyes are just drawn to one or two covers on the page. And then it's really just out of those one or two. So if you're not one of the best covers on the page, then nothing else we say actually matters. This is very important. But there's another piece, Anthony, right? So there's a good cover. And what's the other thing that actually converts people to click from seeing?
We have the show notes and your episode titles. I'll probably say in terms of ranking order, it would go cover art first, episode title, which would then get them to click, and then it'll be your show notes. So when it comes to episode titles, it's really important that your episode titles are intriguing, like really, really intriguing, because we're trying to get a new listener. So number one, are the super intriguing to capture their attention, spark curiosity, and get them to actually click and check out the show. Number two, super specific, painfully specific, like how to grow your podcast to 10,000 monthly downloads using podcast SEO, even if you're a complete beginner. That's super specific.
Yeah, that spells it all out, leaves nothing to the imagination. And if you're that person, you're going to click.
And I think to keep things simple for you, so you can apply this, just the framework consistently, continuously, without overcomplicating it, just go with those two. Either make it super intriguing or make it super specific.
And this is just basically the copywriting skill that you apply to your episode titles and show notes. How to be intriguing and get people to click is just by having a good, basically copywriting is what we're doing here, right?
Yeah.
There's a cover up, and then there's the how well you sell the things, which is the episodes with your show notes and your episode title.
Now, look, we could go into show notes and break it down in super painful detail. But to be honest with you, I think it's really important that with this, we want to save you guys time. We want to save you so much time, because it can get complicated and confusing and lost in translation. So I want to focus on the 80-20 of this.
Yeah.
And the actual 20% that's going to get you 80% of the results when it comes to visibility is your cover art and your episode title. So focus on those two first before moving into anything else.
But to round that off, a very simple way you can improve your show notes, because we don't want this to be a big focus. Like Anthony said, really, you should spend your time thinking about how to make your episode titles as catchy as possible, right? But There is also an Axel show notes, and thankfully we can use AI for it. So I'd recommend checking out episode 56 of this podcast, how to use ChatGPT to create killer podcast show notes in 5 minutes or less. Anyway, back to it. So now we're visible, right? We're discoverable, but we're also visible on that page and we're getting people to click. Now, this is great. Now, the next step, right, is actually to make sure people listen through, because we can do all these things. We can have the best cover, the best the keywords throughout everyone on our show. But if people are clicking on the show and then just leaving a couple of minutes later, that just tells Apple and Spotify that the podcast is bad and there's no use what we do after, right, or before. Then all the hard work goes to waste. So it is just as important to have very, very good, impeccable even, retention time.
Because Apple and Spotify, their incentive is keeping listen on their platform. At the end of the day, if I had a restaurant, you know, my staff are basically like, every time someone comes in, my staff are doing a terrible job, they're not keeping people in, and they smell, they look bad, they've not got their like the right attitude in order, and people come in and then they leave straight away, I'm going to fire those staff. I'm not going to promote them. Why would I promote them? Why would I recommend them? I wouldn't. I'm not going to add to their CV. I'm not going to do anything like that. And you got to think about Apple and Spotify basically as your boss. And if your retention time isn't at, let's say, 80% consistently across all episodes, they're not going to recommend you more. They're not going to promote your podcast to their audience, to their customers.
Right.
Because their incentive is to keep listeners on their platform. So, Tig, with all of that being said, how can we make sure we're consistently having a high retention time? And if you want to know what that is, go to Apple Podcast Connect or Spotify Analytics for podcasters to find out what your retention time is. How can we improve it? How can our listeners right now, how can they get their listening, their retention time above 80% consistently?
Well, there's a ton of things you can do, but to adhere to the 80-20 rule, because it applies here as well for sure, the biggest results in improving retention time that we see among our clients is, number one, just the power of your intro, right? How well your intro sells the listen, and how not boring your intro is, because it's very easy to be boring in an intro. It's very easy to read the guest bio that's like two paragraphs long and is just informative but doesn't really sell the listen, or to just get straight into it or go on a tangent or anything like that. But just take a moment in your podcast intros to really make sure you are telling people why it's worth them sticking around for 30 minutes, for 20 minutes, for an hour even, right? And that just alone will make a huge difference. That is a skill in itself, but in essence, that's what you need to do to make sure people are sticking around. The other thing is, with longer episodes, the intros are great, but then you still run the risk of people dropping off the longer it gets. We tend to see this with guest episodes, because guest episodes are usually longer, right?
And there's less in your control, right?
Yeah,
you might have
like
a guest that's not as engaging. Then we have to understand how to play with the audience and the dynamic that's going on there. So for that, what can we do, Tig?
Well, we can just apply human psychology, right? We love drama.
We do love drama.
We do. And so we can just play into that. And I think a lot of the time, people are quite safe when they have conversations with their guests.
What do you mean by that? Sorry, Tig. So you say like, add drama. What does that mean? Sorry.
Add friction to the conversation, to add conflict, or to add more polarizing opinions, or to add more...
So are you saying people should just say things that are controversial, or do you mean more along the lines of challenging a guest, like if you didn't agree with them? What does that look like?
Well, I mean both, but the controversial is not always applicable. Not everyone can do that. It only applies in certain situations. But what you can do, bringing it back to the guest thing, is yeah, just to always just push back when you hear it, and basically just don't be a yes man when you're when you're interviewing people, because I think it's very easy to just do that by default. It's
yes.
Like, we're very hardwired just to be nice by default, right? Yeah. And just to be very agreeable because we've invited them on and it's this thing that we're interviewing them and stuff. But try and just remove it. It actually takes a bit of practice to remove that and just to get in the habit of when you hear something you don't understand or doesn't quite resonate with you, call them out, like obviously in a non-argumentative way, call them out for it and just get the spark the debate.
Yeah, think about your audience and imagine, take the frame rather of an interview who's a bit skeptical, who's that guy, and push back. I think that's the main thing. If you don't agree with something, push back, share your opinion. And a lot of you right now might feel a bit uncomfortable by that. But again, if we want to grow, if we want to keep our audience engaged, it means we have to evolve how we approach different things and tactics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those would be the main things. Again, that's the 80-20 of this. We want to keep it super simple because this could be a 2-hour long episode, but I want to just give you what you need to, again, shortcut your way to ranking higher on Apple and Spotify through podcast SEO. So with that being said, we now have a podcast that's easily discovered and found by new listeners. We're now highly visible and being seen and clicked on over our competitions. We now have Apple and Spotify recommending our shows to more listeners because we have a high retention time above 80%. The final piece, which is going to be extremely important, is going to be building relevancy, right? Building relevancy essentially means increasing what we call your digital real estate, your footprint on Apple and Spotify. How often are you covering the topic of mindset? And here's why me and Ty keep stressing why you have to have your foundation set. If you have your USP and you're positioned differently, which means you should be targeting a specific listener, you should have a consistent output. That's amazing. That's awesome. The next piece is, of course, the content strategy, which we spoke about in previous episodes. A demand-based content strategy where we're talking about topics our listeners actively are searching for and want to listen to. The content strategy needs to have key pillars of what you're talking about because you're targeting a specific person who's going over a specific problem, let's say mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You then have to consistently talk about that topic in new and unique ways, helping them solve that problem over and over again. We have a podcast helping you, a podcaster, grow your podcast. And we're consistently hammering down podcasting, growing podcasting, ranking high in podcast SEO, content marketing. And when we do that, we're building our relevancy within Apple and Spotify. Apple and Spotify, we're giving them the data saying, hey, our podcast is about this, our podcast is about this. But when you don't have a content strategy or specific targeting and you're having a general show that's not specific, you can't build up relevancy because you're all over the place. One day you're talking about mindset, the next day you're talking, or let's say a business, you're talking about lead generation, then you're talking about a different topic, about operations. But if it's not consistent, you can't build relevancy because Apple and Spotify are like, what the hell is this show about? Where should we rank this podcast? They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to rank. So relevancy is really about consistently pumping out content. Pumping out content is the wrong term, but like putting out content covering the specific topics you want to rank for. That's vital. And yeah, that comes by building out your content strategy and implementing that consistently over time.
That's right. Yeah. You just want to basically become the go-to person on this topic, right? The authority figure for this topic. And that compounds. The more you do it, and also just the more you have to do with that topic. When you're a guest on other podcasts and your name and your podcast is linked on other shows about that topic, it also helps Apple and Spotify really reinforce this person is that guy about that topic, right? So it all kind of comes together in that way.
Okay, cool, Tig. I've done that. I'm putting a weekly episode out. I've got my keywords and my titles, but I'm still taking time to rank higher. Where the hell is the shortcut you've been talking about, dude?
Yeah, well, look, good question. And there's a couple of things here. One is, honestly, just time. For some people, it's overnight. For some people, it takes longer. And the niche you're in and what you're trying to rank for does make all the difference here. So this is why it helps to be more specific. Because, again, if you're targeting mindset, you're definitely not breaking into that overnight, even if you get it everywhere possible in your titles and your show is great, right? Imposter syndrome, that will be quicker than the time it takes to rank for mindset.
100%.
So there's definitely a big element that cannot be understated of being specific with what you're trying to rank for, right?
Shortcut one.
Yeah. And shortcut two is, well, you know, you said a weekly episode, right? Let's say you're doing a weekly episode on mindset. Again, not going to happen overnight. But what if you do two episodes a week? Then you double the compound effect that's taking place with your SEO, right?
Even better, you do two episodes a week being more specific on imposter syndrome.
Well, yeah.
You know, and the combining the two, that's the shortcut that most people don't, they just skip over and miss.
Yeah, so we can let things take time. We can shorten that timeline by being more specific. We can also kind of pull the future into the present by just doubling our output or even tripling our output, right? So all these things. So do not forget that even though podcast SEO, the certain keywords are more difficult than others because certain are more popular than others, that's in your control. And also the rate at which you attack those keywords is also in your control.